This Rush Hour catch-up is for Berrington Luxury Aged Care. For the school pickup. For the early run home. For the still stuck at work. Welcome. This is the Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete. Perth's Mix 94.5.
True story, back tonight with Hamish and Andy at 8:40 on 9. One half of the greatest duo, bar us, in the nation, joins us now. Hello, Andy Lee.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Yes, I remember handing over the little sash that was for greatest duo to you and you two.
But only in the West.
Back.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think that's a subtitle underneath the greatest duo title on that particular sash, in the West.
I love those little things. It's any time radio ratings or TV ratings comes out for any reason, there's always a way to be number one.
Yeah.
It's like number one with women between 28 and 39 pushing a pram around a botanic garden. Yes, we're number one in that.
Holding moment. A latte. Exactly. All right, true story, back on tonight. Tell us, who have you got?
Well, tonight is the most horrifying story Hamish and I have heard in the entire two seasons we've had. If Lisa wasn't there telling the story with a smile, you'd assume she'd be dead after the experience.
Wow.
So the fact that she's there, that takes the edge off whether you think she's going to survive, but you do get sucked into this tale. Essentially, she meets a guy that she really loves. His name's John.
Mm.
She stays at his house. He goes off to work as a shift worker early in the morning, and she's trapped in his room because of something. I won't say what the something is, but becomes life-threatening as it goes on. So, yeah, we've got our most expensive prop for the whole two series, and also the most money we've had to spend on special effects to try and bring this to life. So I hope we've done it justice for Lisa.
Wow, so essentially this is the Game of Thrones episode of True Story.
True. Yeah, we've got a couple of dragons. We think it is True Story. We think she was telling the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Unreal. Hey, mate, look, for those of you listening who have never watched the show, it's spectacular, and these are true stories for the sheer reason that they are actual stories coming from members of the public who have submitted them to you guys.
Yep.
Over the past couple of seasons, how many stories have come your way and how do you sift through them all?
We had over 8,000 stories submitted for season two.
Wow.
Thankfully, Hamish and I have to hear the story first time in the seats, and when that's part of the format. So it means we can't do
of
any
course.
Of the administration work, which is such a shame. Because it would have been just so much fun to sift through all 8,000.
Yes. But you are putting your trust, obviously, into someone.
Yes, some producers, they do an amazing job. They're actually working for 4 and a bit months. So to try and make sure they've got the best stories and storytellers in the seats. It's so Australian to sit there and go, that's which we found is happening each Tuesday at around about 9:10 when the episode finishes, we get an influx of emails because I'm sure people are sitting there going, yeah, my story was better than that, and then straight to their computer. So it's nice. It's nice.
Fantastic, mate. Well, another one tonight. We look forward to it. 8:40 p.m. on 9, True Story with Hamish and Andy. Thanks for your time as always, mate.
Cheers, guys.
Thanks,
really appreciate
Andy.
It.
It's the Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete.
Short report, Lise.
The 70th annual Primetime Emmy Awards have been handed out today, and the winner of the major award of the night, the big one, the Outstanding Drama Award, was this. You know, it feels like so long since last season was on, but it did just sort of sneak into the awards season. Category, time.
Yeah, yeah.
Game of Thrones also featured in the Best Supporting Actor category with a win for the third time for Peter Dinklage.
Thank you, Dave and Dan, for changing my life. I cannot walk down the street anymore, but you are honestly the most talented, amazing people I know, and George Martin for creating this darn thing.
You know, I'm surprised the Emmys don't have an award for Best opening credits best theme tune, because there are some rippers and Game of Thrones is right.
Well, it's one of those ones where you can picture the opening credits like frame for frame when you hear it.
That's where I start getting confused by the show. Tandy Newton won the Supporting Actress in a Drama Emmy for her role on the science fiction western. Yeah, get your head around that. Science fiction western series Westworld. Matthew Rhys from the Cold War spy thriller The Americans won Outstanding Lead Actor in a Drama Series. And finally, it was Claire Foy's year, winning Outstanding Lead Actress for her role as the Queen in The Crown.
I had the most extraordinary 2.5 years of my life on this programme. I was given a role that I never thought I would ever get a chance to play. And the show goes on, which makes me so, so proud. So I dedicate this to the next cast, the next generation.
Can't wait for the next generation of that show. The Crown also won the Emmy for Outstanding Directing for a Drama Series. So one particular show really cleaned up in the comedy category at the Emmys. It's called The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, and it won the awards for Outstanding Comedy Series, Outstanding Lead Actress in a Comedy for its star Rachel Brosnahan, Outstanding Support Actress for Alex Borstein, as well as the Emmys for Writing in a Comedy Series and Directing in a Comedy Series.
Wow.
It clean swept. It streams on Amazon Prime Video, and I think people are really only just starting to hear about it here because it streams on Amazon Prime Video.
Yeah.
So what's it about, you ask? Well, I'll tell you. Set in the late 1950s, Miriam Maisel has everything she ever wanted. The perfect husband, two kids, and an elegant apartment on New York's Upper West Side. But her seemingly idyllic life takes a turn, and then she discovers a hidden talent she didn't know she had, stand-up comedy.
Do you ever think you were supposed to be something and you suddenly realize you're not?
Yes. Married.
I was a great wife. I was fun. Like, I can't believe I'm losing him to Penny Pan. That's her name. Penny Pan.
15 years I've been working in clubs, okay? Twice have I seen someone deliver the goods.
What are you talking about?
How about your act?
I am a mother.
I don't have an act.
And you will when we're done.
It looks really good.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how am I going to watch it if it's on Amazon Prime Video? I don't have that.
It's another subscription to add to the list.
Good heavens.
Yeah, I know.
The Assassination of Gianni Versace, which has been showing on Foxtel, had a good day. It won the Emmy for Outstanding Limited Series or Movie. It also won the Directing Award in its category, and its star, Darren Criss, won the award for that category's Outstanding Lead Actor.
Actors are really only as good as the moments they are given, and the moments they are granted, and so I am so profoundly indebted to my friend, Ryan Murphy, for entrusting me with this opportunity of a lifetime and for believing in me.
There were no Aussie Emmy winners this year. However, Australian comedian Hannah Gadsby did manage to steal the whole show. She was there to present the award for Outstanding Director for a Drama Series, and following her speech, the Twittersphere lit up with viewers worldwide demanding more of that woman.
I mean, for somebody like me, and a nobody from nowhere gets this sweet gig, free suit, new boots, just because I don't like men. that's a joke, of course. Just jokes, fellas, calm down. Hashtag not all men, but a lot of them.
Incidentally, if you haven't seen Hannah Gadsby's stand-up Netflix special, Nanette, you should. Just quickly, the other major winners today. Bill Hader won lead actor in a comedy for Barry. Henry Winkler won supporting actor in a comedy also for Barry. Last week tonight, what am I getting played off tonight with John Oliver won 2 Emmys in the talk show category. RuPaul's Drag Race won the Best Reality Show Award. And the Black Mirror episode USS Callista won an Emmy for Outstanding Writing. Thank you and good night.
The Rush Hour.
The Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete.
Time to get high again with the West's aviation expert, Jeffrey Thomas, about this brand new Boeing 777X, which will fly nonstop from Perth to Los Angeles. Looks like a perler.
Absolutely. It'll be a magic carpet, this one.
Well, this has been a long time coming. I mean, first of all, this year we started with the direct to London. The direct to Los Angeles, did we even fly to Los Angeles before, even
never.
In a roundabout way?
Well, we've never done it direct. It's always been through Sydney or Melbourne or Singapore or Hong Kong or somewhere else. But this is all part of a global trend as aircraft become more capable. They can fly further and further. And people overwhelmingly want to fly nonstop to their destination. And the Perth to London Qantas flight has proven that. You know, there's a lot of hype about 17 and a half hours to fly to London, and who wants to do that? Well, about 236 people a day want to do it.
Well, I mean, you still got to do it, whether you get off for a few hours anyway.
Well, I was lucky enough to be on the first flight, and a colleague of mine sort of came across and tapped me on the shoulder and said, come and have a look at this. And we looked out the window and we're flying over Dubai at 40,000 feet at 900 kilometres an hour. And I thought, that's a really good way to go through Dubai security.
Yeah, totally.
Now, what is the thing that Boeing is working on most when it comes to putting out a brand new aircraft like a 777X?
Well, the big winner is the composite wing. These are much, much lighter, much stronger. You can do all sorts of exotic things with composites that you can't do with metal.
Like a barrel roll?
Yeah, well, absolutely. I mean, you do those. Get rid of a few passengers you don't want. Just turn upside down and open a hatch in the roof. You know?
I'm all for that kind of control for someone who gets your plane turned back when it's past X mouth, for heaven's sake. That guy the other day.
That would have killed me. I would have been furious.
Yes, me too.
I'm surprised the guy made it out alive, quite frankly.
I'm just having a look at the picture of the passenger entry concept on the 777. Next. I mean, every time you see a new aircraft being talked about, the concepts look more and more like a hotel lobby.
Yeah.
Look, indeed. And they sort of said, well, look, who wants to walk in and look at all this galley, which looks like something from the 1960s?
Mm-hmm.
We want this real swish ocean liner welcome on board to this luxurious, or as you suggest, hotel. One of the reasons for that is because they're so fuel efficient. I mean, the 787, just to go back to that for a second, that burns 34% less fuel per passenger than an A380. So when you're getting that sort of economy, the designers said, look, hey, we can do a lot more with the interior now. We can spend more money, a bit more weight, because we're getting so many benefits from other technologies that are going into the airplane. So they've focused a lot of attention on the interior and also, you know, things like mood lighting, lower cabin altitude, higher humidity.
Wow.
So when you arrive at your destination, you don't feel completely wrung out.
Well, I would think there's a lot to be said psychologically for walking into that what seems spacious rather than feeling like you're in a capsule.
Good point.
That's a very, very good point, Lisa. The psychology of this, the cabin architecture, all of these things go into making you feel, first of all, far more relaxed.
Yes.
And also a greater feeling of spaciousness.
Yeah, bringing back a bit of that glamour of how exciting flying should be.
And in fact, Singapore Airlines, which we're going on, Singapore to New York nonstop, 20 hours next month, there's no economy on the aeroplane. It's business class or premium economy only.
Well, Jeffrey Thomas, it's a good time to be in your job.
Absolutely.
With all these planes needing to be tried. Thank you for taking it for the team.
Pleasure. No problem.
Jeffrey Thomas there from the West. He's our aviation expert. Take care, mate. All the best.
No worries.
With you from 3 p.m. weekdays, it's the Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete on Perth's Mix 94.5.
That Rush Hour catch-up was for Berrington Luxury Aged Care.